Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The proposed Syrian ceasefire goes to the United Nations. UN diplomats are considering a Security Council resolution endorsing a U.S. and Russian-backed ceasefire in Syria, which U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says is the one way that we can end this war.
The alternative is that the war gets worse, that Syria might be totally destroyed, not able to be put back together again. Everybody has said you've got to have a diplomatic solution at some point in time. The question will be, is it ripe? Will Russia work in good faith? Will Iran work in good faith to try to bring about the political transition that the Geneva Communique calls for?
Syria's warring parties have until midday Friday to say if they're participating in the cessation of hostilities that is due to begin 12 hours later. U.S. and Russian officials are holding further discussions Thursday on implementing the ceasefire, and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov reiterated that Russia is not considering any alternatives to the plan. The Syrian government has said it will take part, but will continue attacking Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, which are excluded from the ceasefire plan. Meanwhile, President Obama struck a cautious tone in the ceasefire after meeting Wednesday with Jordan's King Abdullah, saying we're very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult. In Moscow, the Kremlin said Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Wednesday with Iran's president and the Saudi Arabian King Salman about the impending truce. Its statement said Putin and Rouhani, who both support the Assad regime, stressed the importance of further cooperation. This is VOA News. The U.S. and